Marysville Bulldogs Coach's Corner, a service of Hilltop Tires, Darren's Repair, Blue Valley Technologies, the Citizen State Bank, Dr. Jill Gray, and Dane's Automotive.
If you're worried about the shape your smile is in or suffer with tooth pain, you need to visit Gray Family Dental in Marysville. The staff at Gray Family Dental will stop the pain and make your smile look like new again. Dr. Gray offers a full range of dental services, including restorative, preventative, and cosmetic procedures, and regular hygiene services to keep your teeth and gums in great shape. Call 562-5323 for your appointment today. Gray Family Dental, just a south block of Broadway on 8th Street. Your smile is their priority.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We are an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit bluevalley.net today.
Welcome back to the program. I am joined now by head coach of the Marysville Bulldogs, Tony Trimble. Coach, you dropped a tough one, 34-7 at Tuamigo last Friday. After watching the film this weekend and a couple of practices, what did you kind of take away from that game?
Well, you know, we knew Tuamigo was fast and physical, and we knew we would have to play really good football to give ourselves a chance. I think we came out awfully slow on offense. We didn't do a very good job of getting off the ball fast and getting into our blocks and maintaining those blocks. And I think our first three possessions, we went three and out. So that was a little bit frustrating for the kids. And then, you know, on the flip side of that, defensively, they scored on their second play of the game. And so that kind of deflated us a little bit early on. You know, with that being how the first half started, I felt like we finished the first half pretty well. We were down 14-0. We put together an 18-play drive right before halftime, drove down to the one-yard line and got a penalty and backed us up, and we ended up trying to kick a field goal, which we got blocked. So, you know, it could have been a little bit of momentum going into half there, and instead we kind of, I think it deflated us a little bit more. And you know, we've got some work to do, and our kids have accepted that challenge, and I feel like that they're ready to move forward.
Some unfortunate mental mistakes, sometimes some penalties, sometimes some turnovers. With the talented team, how important is it for them to stay positive on the mental side, knowing that they are just that play away, or, you know, just that false start from not happening away from succeeding?
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. You know, our kids have kept a really good attitude. I think they see the potential of what we can do from time to time, but they understand that we've got to continue to perfect that and improve upon what we are doing right now so that we can finish those drives and we can make those kind of things more consistently happen for us and, you know, get rid of those three and outs, hopefully, by being able to do some of those things a little bit better on each and every snap.
Looking at the offensive side of the ball, only able to put up 14 in the last two games, how important is it for especially the offensive line to come out and just continue to drive off the ball, look to hit someone, and then the backs to find those holes?
Well, it's obviously important. It's pretty hard to win games when you only score 7 points a game. But, you know, we make it a major focus to get our offensive line, get our offensive line firing off the ball fast and hard, and we're continuing to work that. We're getting better. You know, the struggles that we're facing, I think, are mostly because it's a new system and new techniques that all these kids have to learn. When you think about the fact that some of these kids had the same technique that they were taught for the last 5 years through middle school and then into high school, and then all of a sudden they have to try to change those. It's pretty hard sometimes. So we're hoping that we're continuing to grow. Our kids are starting to get a better understanding of everything, and really feel like we're getting close to being able to hopefully have a breakthrough.
Speaking of a breakthrough coming up, you have a game coming up this week against Chapman. 0-2 on the season with a few tight games. Looks to be a really good matchup on paper. We'll be down there, of course, Friday night. Give me a key heading into that game to come away with a victory.
Well, it goes back to what we just talked about. The offensive line's got to be successful. Chapman runs a very similar offense to ours, and so it's going to come down to who wins in the trenches is probably going to be the team that comes out on top. Both offenses are made to, you know, not put themselves penalties and turnovers because you got to be mistake-free in this kind of offense. You always have a chance to get first downs.
I know we've hit on it before, staying ahead of the change, always so important, the mental side of football, very important. Coach, best of luck this week. Can't wait to call the game Friday night. We'll talk to you next week again.
All right. Thank you, Max.
Tucked away below the old water tower in Marysville, Hilltop Tires is a proud supporter of all Marysville athletics. Don't leave for the game on a set of tires you don't trust. Stop in and check out their wide selection and dependable, timely service. Servicing everything from semis to ATVs, you've never had an easier time buying tires than with Hilltop Tires. Open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday 8 till noon. Give Bryce a call today, 785-619-6035. That's 785-619-6035.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. Yay! It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Marysville Bulldogs Coach's Corner, a service of Hilltop Tires, Darren's Repair, Blue Valley Technologies, the Citizens State Bank, Dr. Jill Gray, and Dane's Automotive.